Chapter 4. Canaan. You will remember that Noah had three sons, and their names were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. These were all saved in the ark, which Noah built in the days of the great flood. After the waters had gone away from the earth, they all came out of the ark, and their families spread abroad over the lands. Ham did not honor his father as his brothers did, and God said that the children of Ham should be cursed, and should be servants to the children of Shem and Japheth. Now this curse came upon one of the sons of Ham, whose name was Canaan. So we find that the children of Canaan became servants, as God had said. They were called Canaanites, and they lived in the land of Canaan, which is what is called Palestine and the Promised Land. This was because God promised it to Abraham and his children. Now Abraham was one of the children of Shem. And we shall see that when his children were given the promised land, the Canaanites became their servants. Abraham lived in the city of Ur, which was a wicked city, where the people worshipped idols. God told Abraham to go out of this city to a land which he would show him and give to his children. He obeyed and went, but did not know where he was going. God guided him until he came into the land of Canaan. The Canaanites were living there then, and they too were very wicked. But Abraham did not mix with them. He lived in his own tent with his wife Sarah, and built an altar so that he could worship the true God and offer sacrifices. God also promised Abraham a son, and although he had to wait 25 years, his son Isaac was born at last. Isaac also lived in tents with his father and worshipped the true God, having nothing to do with the Canaanites. Then Isaac had two sons who were twins, and their names were Esau and Jacob. Isaac loved Esau, but God had chosen Jacob as the one that he would bless and give the promised land to his children. Then afterwards, Jacob's name was changed to Israel, and his children were called the children of Israel, or the Israelites. There were 12 sons in Jacob's family, and from these came the 12 tribes of Israel. Well now, all these lived in the land of Canaan in their own tents, and God promised that they should have all the land for their own possession. But you will see what trials they had, and what a long time they had to wait before this came to pass. There was a great deal that happened in the meantime. Israel's son Joseph was taken down into Egypt, and there he was made a ruler in the time of the great famine. When the children of Israel had no bread to eat, they went down to Egypt to buy bread from Joseph. This led to them all going down into Egypt to dwell there. God told Israel not to be afraid, because he would go with them and bring them up again after many years. Then Israel died, and Joseph too, and there was a new king over Egypt who knew not Joseph. This new king made the children of Israel work hard as his servants in making bricks. He oppressed them very much, until they cried to God to save them. Then God sent Moses to bring up his people out of Egypt. But the king would not let them go until God had punished the Egyptians with many plagues. At last, they let the Israelites go, and you will remember their wonderful crossing of the Red Sea. But they rebelled against God, and for this they had to wander 40 years in the wilderness. Then Moses died, after God had let him see the land of Canaan from the top of a high mountain. But Joshua was the one who was to lead the people into the promised land. He fought against the Canaanites and took the land from them, and so it was divided up between the 12 tribes of Israel. Many of the Canaanites were slain for their wickedness, and the rest became servants to the children of Israel, as God had said. They had to draw the water and cut down the wood for the Israelites. So you will see how God chose Abraham and the children of Israel to be his own people and gave them the promised land of Canaan. And now God has his own chosen spiritual people who are called the children of Abraham by faith. They are also called Israelites indeed, and God has promised to bring them to heaven at last. May you have a real desire to be found among these people, and that their God may be your God, as Ruth said. Now you can read about Canaan in the 9th and 10th chapters of the book of Genesis, and in the later chapters of that book is the account of Abraham and the children of Israel. You will also see how the Canaanites were servants to the Israelites in the book of Joshua at chapter 9 and verse 23.